Thank you and good morning on this hot Memorial Day. In National Ag News today, two sources familiar with the negotiations have told Bloomberg that the U.S. and Mexico are discussing automobiles in an attempt to break an impasse over ag production rules and an updated North American Free Trade Agreement. The anonymous sources say officials are meeting to discuss Mexico's automotive proposal. The auto issue has been a key sticking point during the 9 months of negotiations between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The push is coming as the Trump administration tries to get an agreement in time for the current session of Congress to approve the deal before the November midterm elections. If the U.S. can't hit that deadline, negotiations will run into 2019. Trump said Wednesday that negotiating NAFTA is very difficult, but auto workers are going to be very happy with the results. Mexico and the U.S. have disagreed over the U.S. proposal that 40% of a car's value be made with high-wage labor. People familiar with the discussion say Mexico's counteroffer is that 20% of a car's value be made with high-wage labor. The USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service has been intimately involved with U.S. trade negotiators and will be included in the upcoming trip to China. Politico says the U.S. delegation will be led by Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the Foreign Ag Service was at Secretary Ross's left elbow last week during the discussion specifically on commodities we believe we could expand our efforts to China with. Perdue says China and the U.S. have discussed the possibility of China approving imports of more U.S. food grown using biotechnology. Perdue adds, "We're also looking at non-tariff measures regarding some of the policies and protocols that restrict U.S. products from going into China. That will be part of the technical discussion as well." Purdue wants a wider variety of ag exports sent to China, such as soybeans, rice, corn, and poultry, among others. China hinted on Wednesday when its missionary of commerce posted a statement saying China welcomes high-quality, competitive American products to enter the Chinese market. President Donald Trump cast doubts on Wednesday regarding the prospects for talks between the U.S. and China that are aimed at heading off the trade war. An Associated Press report says just 4 days after the two countries suspended their plans to impose up to $200 billion in tariffs on each other, Trump declared in a tweet that a more detailed agreement will be too hard to get done. While he says the talks are moving along nicely, Trump added that the negotiations would require a different structure and would need to allow the U.S. to verify results after completion. It's not immediately clear what kind of structure the president has in mind. Talks in Washington, D.C. last week resulted in an agreement in which Beijing said it would substantially reduce America's trade deficit with China. However, China didn't commit to any specific amount of reduction. It also didn't address the big issues between Washington and Beijing, which is the method China uses to try to overtake the U.S. technological supremacy, which is to demand that U.S. companies hand over some of their technology in exchange for access to the Chinese market. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, as well as the Secretaries of State, Labor, and Homeland Security, are working together to streamline and simplify the H-2A agricultural visa program. The goal is to reduce cumbersome bureaucracy and ensure adequate protections for U.S. workers. The administration is working to modernize the H-2A visa program in a way that's more responsive to stakeholder concerns and enables agriculture to have more confidence in the program as a valid source for legal labor. They also want to reinforce the program's strong employment and wage protections for the American workforce. By reducing the complexity of the current program, the administration is also planning to incentivize farmers' use of the E-Verify program to make sure that their workforce is legally authorized to work in the United States. All four of the agencies issued a joint statement saying they're looking forward to rolling out a more responsive program in the near future. That's all we have for today. Thank you and have a safe holiday. This has been Jamie Geisler.